When you map these secure document systems, which are really coming from federal agencies and defense agencies, onto the healthcare system, it just doesn't work.
Hi, I'm Marianne Bohr with HIMSS. Today I'm sitting down with Junaid Islam, CTO at XQ Message. And today we'll be talking about improving care by simplifying secure information sharing. Before we start, I want to say thank you to Ingram Micro for sponsoring this podcast. Junaid, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about security. Let's imagine a world where doctors, healthcare providers, and administrators could exchange patient information securely, and that would result in better patient care, of course. So what do you think that would look like?
As all of us know, the most important thing is delivering high-quality patient care. That's why we're all here. And, you know, one of the stumbling blocks has really been the quick and timely sharing of information of patient data. And you know, this has actually been a problem for decades. This is not a new problem, right? And it really stems from the fact that, you know, our systems to manage documents, you know, both at big hospitals and small hospitals is very cumbersome, number one. And number two, if you think about how the healthcare industry's evolved with, you know, primary care and then specialist and then regional hospitals, you know, because of economic, the sharing has become even more difficult. And this is really a big issue when we're talking about critical care, you know, as we have an aging population, right? So, you know, one of the things, you know, we are focusing on at XQ Message is, you know, really understanding this problem and then working out ways to really simplify the sharing of information, but keeping it secure. That's the critical thing. You know, at no point do we want to compromise patient confidentiality or privacy or HIPAA regulations.
So, Junaid, why do you think it's so challenging to ensure this compliance in healthcare?
So the challenge is the security systems in compliance are really a derivative of the kind of security systems we see in the federal government and the banking world. In those environments, you know, such as the Department of Defense, we have a very closed community where the people in a work group, like let me just use a random example. Say you have people working on the military base and they're working on a little project, you know, for a new Jeep. I mean, the team is set. They're going to work for 2 years or 5 years on this Jeep. And, you know, there's very little change. So you can have security systems that are difficult to provision, but once you get through it, it's fine. Now let's flip to taking care of patient. You know, every time someone has an unfortunate medical incident, it's really a unique group of health professionals. There might be cardiologists in one case, in a different case, there might be people providing care at home. In another case, you know, so what happens is when you map these secure document systems, which are really coming from federal agencies and defense agencies onto the healthcare system, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work because the fluid nature of healthcare, not only is every patient taken care of by a different group of people, as the patient goes through their recovery process, it also changes. It might change from the people doing the initial lab work to the treatment to whoever's involved in surgery to the recovery. And what you find is these static security systems just don't work. They just don't scale when we're talking about an individual and the community around that individual that needs to take care of them.
So what upcoming technologies or solutions do you think could elevate the quality of patient care through better healthcare cybersecurity and better compliance?
Here's the interesting thing. I mentioned that a lot of how we do medical secure document management is really a derivative of the Department of Defense approach to creating an enclave. Well, here's the interesting thing. The Department of Defense itself found that architecture difficult for itself, you know, because as it's evolving to new weapon systems, to drones, to coalition networking, where the United States works with its partner nations, they realized that their own architecture doesn't work. So the DoD itself changed their own architecture. to something called zero trust. And there's many zero trust. There's zero trust device, which is how do you secure your mobile phone, zero trust network, you know, how to use a coalition network. And they also have something called zero trust data, which they announced last year in November 2022. And zero trust data is this idea that for every block of data, which could be a file, it could be a satellite image, it could be an X-ray, you individually encrypt it. And then you have a policy server just for that block of data, which allows you to specify who can see it and who can't see it. So it is, so the nice thing about this is not only is it secure, it's fully automated. So here's the great thing. We find this new approach to how the Department of Defense is going to secure all their data called zero trust data actually has huge value in healthcare. So now we have a patient, and the for every patient, you create a mini enclave around that patient, which is no different than the United States creating an enclave around a mission with a coalition partner. So the nice thing is, not only is it elegant, this approach works on phones, laptops, and cloud servers. So imagine every patient has a secure network, and that secure network is composed of people who are caring for them. And as that patient evolves through their recovery and at-home care, you can actually have individuals joining and departing that secure network transparently, but it's always maintained, which allows you to create this kind of HIPAA compliance bubble. So the good news is, and you know, we're spending a lot of time on this, is this, our goal is really, again, to simplify the secure sharing of patient data. So you're always in HIPAA compliance, but you can bring in participants, experts, and then, you know, as when they finish their work, they depart.
Everybody in healthcare these days talking about AI applications. Now, Janae, what challenges and benefits do you see come with using AI in healthcare to enhance patient experiences?
So I actually think the opportunity for AI in healthcare is massive, simply because if you've been involved in healthcare for a while, you understand that there's so much we know, but there's so much we don't know. And, you know, there's been so many trials where the analysis was inconclusive. So, the benefit of AI is really to look at our massive historical database of past trials and really examine them. Because what AI can do, which is very difficult for human to do, is take a set of data and look at it from different perspectives. You know, so if you think about all these trials that they had a drug, or they were looking for something, or they're asking you to exercise, but it might have been something else. Or there might be 10 trials that if you look at them from a certain perspective, there's some commonality. It's just, and here's the rub, it's very, very tedious for humans to do this, because you don't want to spend 3 years working on something to realize it's a dead end. AI, on the other hand, can look at millions of combinations in a split second. That's the good news. The bad news is AI systems are very good, are so good that even if you anonymize the data, they actually figure out who the original person is, or you can take their name out and everything, right? So one of the benefits of zero trust data, the same approach we talked about patient care, can also be applied to ensuring the raw data in AI systems is only visible to the AI program and can't be exported, but more importantly, the insights, when they come out, that is also secure, because the AI has two parts. One is doing the analysis to create the model. Once you've done the model, actually we're using it with a real patient and saying, we've got this blood pressure analysis that looks at 40 drugs, and now we're going to run it on a real person to see, you know, what insights. So you want to keep that as well. So I think AI is a new exciting space in healthcare, and it's truly going to revolutionize healthcare. And I'm sure of that, because I'm already working with a number of AI vendors, and what they can learn is incredible. Having said that, let's make sure it's secure from day one. If there's one thing we've learned about cybersecurity, adding it as an afterthought or after there's a breach is, very pointless and problematic. So one of the things we're doing, and I hope the healthcare industry kind of really internalizes, let's be proactive about the raw data that goes into AI systems up front, as well as the insights that come out of it, so that we can really tweak the full potential of this technology without any downside, especially the leaking of patient data.
Absolutely. Those things have to be baked right in from the beginning. Well, Janae, thank you so much for joining us today, and thanks for sharing your insights with us.
Great. Well, thanks for having me.
And special thanks to Ingram Micro for sponsoring this podcast. Have a fantastic rest of your day.